Hey, After Buzzers, you're watching the WAGS Miami After Show, episode, I don't know what number, but I know that there's a lot of revenge going on, so stay tuned.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, After Buzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
Look what you made me do. Look what you made me do.
That's the face I would have if I was Astrid. Oh my God. We have a lot to talk about tonight. This song is perfect. And who is this again?
This is Taylor Swift. I don't know if you guys have heard of her, but.
And what's the title of the song, Tessa?
Look What You Made Me Do.
Look What You Made Me Do. And boy, oh boy, look what Astrid made Hentcha do? Maybe, maybe not. Let's talk about it. But before, as always, welcome After Buzzers. We're going to introduce ourselves and get it started. Hi there, it's me, Heather Yarrett. You can find me on Twitter and Instagram at Heather Yarrett. And I would like to welcome a lovely new face that's not new for me, but new for some of you WAGS Miami fans. Tessa, please introduce yourself.
Hi guys, I'm Tessa Saval. I'm very happy to be here. And you guys can find me on all social media at Tessa_Saval.
Wonderful. Well, I'm very happy to have you. I missed you. It's been a few months, right?
Oh, thanks, Heather.
Yes. So we have a lot of substance in this episode. You know, before, as you know, Dominique, she's not here this evening. We miss you greatly. Sometimes we pick and choose what we want to talk about because the clips move by so fast, and there's a couple key themes. We have a lot in this episode, so I'm really excited. I think it's a perfect one for you to join. So, I don't know, without further ado, I want to talk about Ashley and Phil at Shooters meeting Eric and Kayla. So I love that Phil made the comment, this is what we should be doing. We should be meeting with other married couples. What did you think about that?
I thought that was really interesting. And I like that we're seeing more of him. I think this is the first episode where we saw him kind of consistently throughout the episode. Mm-hmm. So I feel like I'm kind of starting to get to know him a little bit better instead of just through Ashley.
Yeah.
So I think it's kind of cool that he seems to, you know, now that the Super Bowl is past, kind of embracing this wedding thing, which is great.
God, and he's doing it in such a perfect way. He's like, this is not my expertise, letting her take the lead, which at first she seemed upset about.
Yes.
But now he's really like, I don't know how to explain it, but Ashley has a very strong personality, very outgoing, which we love. And Phil and her are the perfect blend of like, I don't know, yin and yang, if you will, because he knows when to back off. The way she talks to him, he doesn't get offended. He's just like, this is her. And I thought that was great.
They balance each other perfectly.
Yes, I enjoyed it. I enjoyed it. Talking about balance, we've been mentioning a little bit about segregation in the show, how it looks like that there's two completely different teams. And we see that team blend together, meaning become non-existent in this episode. First, starting off with Astrid going to the Cryo site. What is that place called? Crypto something? I don't know. Something cold freezing. Cold freezing for your skin, for your vagine, for your weight.
You know what it does? If I might be wrong, but I'm pretty sure because my friends do this.
Tell me. What it does
is it makes you so cold that all the blood like rushes to your core because naturally that's what it's going to do to keep you warm. So it basically like recirculates like all your blood and essentially you feel like fresher. It kind of like.
Okay. Maybe I'll check that out in a few months. In a few months, obviously. So it was good. I liked that Astrid got in the mix with Faven and Dee. And I like that Kayla and Ashley came together because we've seen a lot of issues between Kayla and Faven. And we know Faven is team Dee and team Ashley. So their dynamic seemed interesting. So when Kayla asked about the wedding plans. How funny was Phil's face behind Ashley? I couldn't get over it. He just kept shaking his head, looking to the side. Little did we know, Ashley already knew what she decided for the wedding plans. We find that out later. Because remember, she told them that she didn't know. We're leaning towards destination. We might do it here.
Oh, I see what you're getting at. Yeah, I guess you're right. I didn't put two and two together, to be honest. I stumbled along with it.
Yeah, I was like, wow, she put a good face on. Do you think that they got along overall? Did it seem like an authentic meeting to you, Tessa?
Between the two couples?
Yes, the two married couples.
Yeah, I did. I think it's nice to be able to relate to someone in that sort of way because they don't seem to have many married friends.
Mm-hmm.
Correct me if I'm wrong.
No, you're right. At least on this show.
I think it's good to have at least a couple like that in your life who knows exactly what you're going through, someone that you can kind of like look to for advice and it sounds like they had a lot of similar kind of issues
with the family.
Up. Yeah.
Yes, that was very surprising to me. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I feel like maybe a lot of athletes, Dominique was talking about this before, is it maybe an athlete's mom type of thing where they're very protective over their son? I don't know.
Oh, my. Okay, so for those of you who don't know, my little sister is dating an NFL player.
Okay.
And so I've seen a very similar thing through her relationship with him.
Tell
because he is very protective of his mom, and it's kind of this vice versa, right? So I think he will never put my sister first until they're married. Like, mm-hmm. until they're married, it's mama first, which I saw within Ashley and Phil's relationship, because I think Phil is right now, like, realizing, okay, my mom has kind of always been first, and now Ashley is like, I'm sleeping in bed with her. You know, like, when he yeah. said that, I was like, yeah. So he's, like, making that transition, but I think he's struggling because he, I think, wants to stay out of it, but he knows that he can't.
Yeah, because too strong. Obviously, to raise an athlete, you've got to be a strong mom.
Oh, yeah.
So I bet these men have some strong mommies. For mm-hmm. sure. Speaking of strong women in general, let's talk about Faven a little bit. So we see a little bit more into Faven's business. She got into the soup business. I wanted to make a very, like, firm, strong point of what I really, really like. You know, I've been on the fence about Faven. I think that she tried to start shit very evidently with the girls initially. Or mm-hmm. coming in, she wanted to stand her ground and not be picked on. So in a weird way, I kind of attributed her actions to someone going to jail. When you go to jail, some people, like, fib and they're like, oh, I'm in here. I don't know. I'm making this up kind of from what I've seen in movies and on TVs and also what I've heard. But they want to make it seem like they're in there for something hardcore so they don't get picked on, so they're not a target. So I feel like Faven kind of came in being like, I'm a boss bitch, don't talk shit to me, all of these things. And she came up with her business idea, at least this is how I took it. The suit line came out of her wanting to serve her husband. So Corey mm-hmm. is clearly a bigger gentleman, right? Mm-hmm. And because he could not find suits that fit, she found a niche. She picked something and said, I'm going to partner with someone to make his life easier. What you look like and who you are represents your brand. And I thought that was awesome that mm-hmm. she literally came up with that through, like, wanting to take care of her husband. Mm-hmm. That was a very, like, big deal for me. What I'm curious about, because we're seeing them go back and forth. Again, I'm glad that we're finally getting to see actual wags, wives talk to their husbands or fiancés talk to their husbands. What I'm curious about is Corey's position on her working. I want to know what you think about that.
So when the conversation first started, they're kind of like walking down that outside mall area.
Matching in Hawaiian outfits, by the way. Was that intentional? I was curious if that was intentional.
Own it. I was starting to cringe because Ooh. As a strong woman, I was like, you don't tell her that she just shouldn't work and have an allowance, because if she wants to work, she should be able to work. Mm-hmm. But as time kind of went on, I kind of was seeing, like, both sides to it, and he eventually was like, I get this is, like, your thing. It's something that you love. It's your passion. But it bothered me that right away he seemed to kind of shut the idea down.
So you think that was wrong?
I don't want to say it was wrong. I think it just upset me because of how I am.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so here we go, me being an anomaly in this section. So, again, this reminds me, I'm going to jump to this. Like, this made me think of Melissa and Joe Gorga on Real Housewives of New Jersey. Joe did something similar to Melissa when she finally wanted to work. I don't think Corey was wrong. I would like to know more. I would like to hear more, like, when two people get married and they set up, bless you, their roles, you. Right? What are their roles? I think very distinct roles in relationships is what it takes to make it work. So, if what he signed up for was a wife, meal prep, support, bedroom fun, kids, and being his wife, then he has all right in this moment to say, when am I going to get that back? That's my opinion. It really depends on what the negotiation was when they got together. So I'm going to operate from the assumption that that's what it was when they got together. She wasn't a boss lady, because he kind of threw her under the bus a little bit there, letting us know this boss lady stuff, I'm not used to it. So that made me think, like, okay, this must be for the show, right? A part of this has to be for the show, even though I do think that they have a very strong dynamic. But I wasn't thinking he was in the wrong. I was curious about what they agreed to, but my thought was like, hey, if this is what he signed up for, then this is a role change, which could significantly set a marriage off track. Significantly. So that was
I'm not gonna lie, I never thought about it that way. So okay, then what did you think about the whole comment when she said, I think you're just being a baby, and I've just allowed it.
She emasculated him. So I was watching that, and it made me giggle, because I have to be honest, in my own relationship, like, I do notice I am the type to take care. But recently, like, I haven't been I've wanted to be taken care of. I haven't wanted to take care, and I had to think to myself, like, well, Heather, that's what you do. Kind of what she does, that's what I do in relationships naturally. So again, when she said, you're a baby, like, again, I think he was acting very much like that, but I don't see a man child in him, like, at all. So I, again, had to draw a fine line there. To me, that was her trying to put her foot down because she was embarrassed in front of her friend from whatever he was saying and wanting him to just be quiet. But I almost took that as her emasculating him. What did you think?
Sorry, my nose. I completely agree. Actually, now that you put it this way, you're changing my mind.
Always, baby, I'm shifting mindsets. Tell me more. What are you thinking?
I think it, because she was on speakerphone, and I understand that when you shoot these types of shows, that's kind of natural to always
have to
have your phone like that. But I think I could tell that she was kind of like, everyone around, like, look what I'm saying to him, mm-hmm. kind of emasculating him in that way. But I don't know. You totally just changed my opinion on everything we just talked about, because I do see what you're saying with this whole, like, they were in these roles and she messed up the feng shui of that.
Yes.
Because I guess I'm just so self-absorbed sometimes. Like, she can do what she wants.
Right. Which most people in different generations, like, they feel that way. Again, right. I was raised very independent. Clearly, I've had my own business. I've made six figures already twice. Like, it's something where I've only done for me. And that's it. But understanding that traditional mindset, it was a difficult transition for me. It's actually why relationships did not work, because mm-hmm. I was so me. But I'm starting to see a trend here. These women don't do me. They get in, they support their husbands, and then they do all these things, and then they want to start their business. That's where I did it differently. But to me, I thought that was an interesting. Regardless, I really love their relationship. So I don't think mm-hmm. this is going to cause any type of detriment, because we see with after she executes the fashion show beautifully that he supported her and he gets it. They just need to have a little bit more communication with each other in regards to their roles. But again, I love the way he responded to her. He really respects her, and Faven put her foot down, which I admire that. She was like, look, I'm going to let this cool off a little bit and we're going to agree to talk about something else. Let's keep shopping. And he goes, okay. I love that. I didn't think that was emasculating. I thought that was respect. And I really, really liked seeing that.
Well, and I feel like they know how to kind of fight or battle.
Yeah, they fight
fair. Because they didn't raise their voices. They didn't get angry. They felt very, like,
comfortable.
Collective. Yeah. And they both, you could tell, spoke true from their heart, how they're really feeling.
Yes. Isn't
so
that
I really
great?
Admired that. Mm-hmm.
Gosh. Okay, let's talk about something that's not great. Let's talk about revenge. Hentia's revenge. So Hentia meets Mike. Do you have any? I want to hear what you think to start off, and then you know I'm going to start talking.
So, first of all, Hentia, I'm sorry, but I do not think you are ready for a relationship. Because the fact that you're maliciously going after someone else's boy is just not a mature thing to do. I understand, too, she got water thrown at her. If we're going to take the higher road here and really prove to everyone around you that you're this mature, ready to go, settle down girl, I don't really think this did you right.
Yeah, I think this was a double whammy on both effects. We see when Dee and her app Priv, I think it's called Priv, they see when they're getting massages on the roof, right? Mm-hmm. As soon as she says that, they're both like, no. They were shocked.
No, Hentia, no.
Yes, and I think it was twofold. I think it was a jab at the women because they refused to set her up. So they were like, oh, I will show you that a man will pick me. Mm-hmm. And to get back at Astrid. I will say this in her defense. I think that there was a chemistry between Mike and Hentia more so when I saw them.
I do agree with that.
Yes,
you saw
the difference.
I do agree with that.
It was an instant thing. Unless Hentia is just super sexual, which she knows she is. Mm-hmm. And most girls can do that. They can lure in sexually in the beginning of that first date. But to me, you could tell that there was a comfort level that was automatic. But again, I don't agree with the whole, I'm just not a revenge person. Like, I think karma takes care of that beautifully. So at least she owned it though to the girls. Like, she legit mm-hmm. was just like, I did it intentionally. What did you think about her being honest about that?
It doesn't surprise me. When is she not honest?
Yeah, she is very honest.
She's very honest.
At all.
I mean, and I think part of her, like, when she did that, I think she wanted to brag about it, because I think a lot of her intent or a lot of her actions are super intentional, like more than most people. It's like she
premeditated,
that's the word I'm looking for. Okay. You know what I'm saying? Because I think she enjoys talking about everything that she does.
Yeah.
Whether it's good or bad.
Agreed. I agree with that. Michael, on the other hand, I was very surprised. When I first met him, especially him coming from Kayla, being a referral, if you will, from Kayla, I did not anticipate him acting that way. Thirsty. I feel like he is thirsty for the show, for the spotlight. I do not think that that was a sincere meetup.
Mm-mm. I agree. I thought I got more of a gentleman impression at first. I'm not saying that he's not a gentleman. But as time went on, he seemed kind of more like a player.
100%. What do you think about kissing on the first date?
No whatever.
Opinion on that?
No opinion,
that
was good? Honestly.
You thought that was good?
How are you?
I feel like sometimes now I can't comment on this because clearly first dates and first hookups for me turned into twin pregnancies. So for me, I used to and will still say that kissing on the first date, I don't necessarily think that that's the best way to initiate a relationship. But hey, when you feel it, you feel it. And I'm living proof of that. So,
yeah, there you will say. I kissed my boyfriend on the first date. Yeah. Like 5 years later. So
I think that it was a interesting move. I think she was super sexual about it. And I'll go ahead and jump right into the exchange before getting into Phil's mom, because that's going to be a huge topic of conversation. Mm-hmm. I thought it was interesting when Hinchy was describing the date that she told the girls that he hit me up. Now, Astrid was here last week, and Astrid said that she hit him up first. And we also see Michael bring that up when he's meeting with Astrid to have that conversation. So, is she BSing? Who's BSing here? What do you think?
I don't know, Michael. I feel like I know Hensha better only because I've seen more of her. Mm-hmm. And it would not surprise me if she twisted a little detail here and
there. And she hit him up. Agreed.
That's the whole point of this whole thing. Yes. She wanted revenge, so I think she went out to seek it.
Yes, I agree.
I don't think that would naturally come to her.
I agree.
That would be way different.
Yeah, I don't think he seemed the type that would initiate someone else. Let's talk about Astrid meeting up with him to talk about whether or not they were openly dating. Do you feel she had the right to just be like, I'm done, and be out when she explained to him what happened and vice versa when he told her what happened with Hinchy?
To be honest, I may not have realized that they had kind of spent a lot of time together where it was appropriate to kind of do that in person. To be honest, maybe I'm just a shady
What do you mean?
Person.
What do you mean? I don't get it.
But I guess, like, if they kind of went on just, like, one date.
I know. I think they went on a few. Like, three, four, maybe.
See, maybe I guess I thought they went on one or two. So, to me, it didn't seem like they needed to meet up in person and, like, go bar hopping to then end it. I thought that would have been more appropriate over like, a phone call or something.
Oh.
But maybe that's just me.
Yeah.
And maybe, I guess maybe they just spent more time together that I didn't realize where it felt more appropriate to do it that way. Because I just felt like it prolonged, like it kind of turned into more of like the saga.
Ooh, I feel that Astrid wanted to, she went in thinking, do I really like Jonathan more than I like Michael? And energetically, she wanted to feel that vibe. She wanted to get in front of him again, look him in the eye and see, like, is this really, was I just attracted to Jonathan from physical wise? Or do I really have something for Michael? I think that's why she chose to meet with him. That's an assumption, but that would be my assumption.
That makes more sense.
Yeah, what I did not like, I didn't like how Michael went in and you couldn't even tell that he met with Hensha. So nothing. If she would not have brought that up, he would never have said anything. In that moment, disgusted. I literally wrote down, WTF, this is the problem with society today. That's what I wrote down on my piece of paper.
But why? They weren't exclusive and they weren't technically together.
Okay, so on that note, I'll digress a little bit. I don't think it was wrong that Astrid was seeing two men at the same time because she wasn't sleeping with either of them. Because that's what guys do all the time. And I agree, you need to be courted as a woman. That's missing in society today. But he should have had respect for her and mentioned, and immediately, as soon as Hensha hit him up, he should have said, hey, Astrid, I just want to let you know that a girl that runs in your circle hit me up. And I'm going to take her up on that. Like, how do you not? I mean, I'm sitting here and I'm just getting like chills, like getting infuriated at this. Wait, so let's say we're running in the same circle and you don't have a boyfriend, or you do have the same boyfriend. And you just told me, I just went on a date with Kevin. And you're like, oh, okay, great. I went on a date with Kevin. And I'm like, oh my God, I think I like Kevin. It was a blind date and so forth. And then you hit Kevin up and you go out on a date with him, and then you think that that's okay? Do you really think that if you were to go on a date with Kevin, that it would be okay for Kevin to not tell me or for you to even do that?
Well, and I don't want to take Michael's side, but here's, here's what I'm thinking is, normally, I feel like women talk more than men. So from a guy's perspective, I would assume that these girls would have talked about it.
Okay. Okay.
Maybe playing devil's advocate, but honestly, like
so you're thinking that the conversation already happened.
My girlfriends, like, we talk all the time, like they did. So I think because she did it so revengeful and spitefully, like, maybe he was just caught off guard, and maybe he was like, oh, maybe Ashley's not into me anymore, and, like, another one's hitting him up.
Okay, wow.
I don't know.
Now, I never thought of it that way. I see your point, and I've heard that excuse in the past when this happened. So, on that note, you could be right. You would assume, because he did say, she's in your circle. You know,
right,
and you would, then you could assume that that would happen. You know, this is making me think, and again, in society today, I don't really think I'll be in that world ever again. But with that being said, it's like, should that happen? I feel like when girls are telling another, you know, another group of girls about the guy they're with, they should say, okay, he's open game. I liked him. But if anyone wants to go on a date with him, feel free. Cause I know dudes do that. Like, they literally do that.
But I feel like it's a bad look on you as a person. Honestly, if you're associating yourself with someone slightly shady like
Hensha.
That.
So are you saying that you think Astrid associating with Hensha makes Astrid look bad?
Yeah.
Ooh, I like that. I like that.
Do you?
I mean, I definitely am curious why she's on the show. I actually wrote down, like, why is Matisha on the show? I think Matisha's adorable. I think she's cute.
I love her, and she's just like a little mouse in the corner.
Yeah, we get one or two lines from her a show. I don't understand. I think she's on there because she's Hinch's best friend. But to me, I don't see, outside of drama, why she's on the show. And Astrid and Claudia seem to know that Hinch is bad news because they rarely hang out with her. And that makes me think of the fashion show. So if you noticed, who was missing from the fashion show?
Claudia.
And?
But who?
Astrid wasn't there, was
she?
Oh,
you're right.
So I was thinking, I want to know, were they invited? Were they invited to the fashion show? Because we see Faven finally give Kayla some props. Mm-hmm. She said she knows the code. She knows the white code. She's coming to support her, even though they don't get along. But were they left out? What do you think?
I don't think I knew, but Claudia, I feel like she's not living really there anymore, is she?
I can't remember at this point in this episode
because
if she is or not.
Where are they building their house?
I can't remember that either. I'm having Prego brain right now.
All good. Because I guess I thought she just currently is not physically living in Miami, but maybe I'm just totally wrong.
No,
maybe
you
I'm
might
having
be right.
a blonde moment.
You might be right. Well, either way, if Astrid wasn't there,
but if Astrid
we
wasn't
know
there,
Astrid is in that loop.
That is really interesting.
Yeah, so
I
was curious.
Life happens, and maybe she had a conflict.
Yeah.
And maybe she was invited.
Right.
But
I don't know. I was curious because it seems, again, we're working really hard to have all the people come together. Now, I guess we should talk about what at least I was most excited about to see on the show, which is Phil's mom comes to visit.
Oh, my God. This is my favorite part of the show.
So, let's see. I'm not going to do a recap because that's not what we're here for, but I will say she started throwing jabs right from the gate. Oh, Ashley, I was surprised to get your digital save the date. Did you know those existed, digital save the dates?
No,
me neither.
Didn't.
I still am like all about those magnets. Big magnet of me on your refrigerator, please. Like, she digged in about the digital save the dates and then the see-through dress. Did you like that dress?
And the fish.
And the fish.
And the fish.
And she was giving me... It was a KO. Ashley let her knock her out. That's what I'll tell you. I think Ashley handled that really well.
They're the same person.
Tell me more.
Noticed that?
No.
I swear I think they're the same person.
How?
They both kind of jab at each other the same way.
What, passive aggressively?
Yeah. Like when she walked upstairs and Ashley goes, I put fresh flowers in your room.
And she's like, you're welcome.
You're
like, welcome. She's like, thank you.
Because neither of them seem very angry at the end of the day. It's like they both kind of put on this front. To me, it seems playful. And I know it's not, but it seems kind of like.
Maybe his mom is being playful.
I think they're both being playful with a very serious undertone.
Ashley ain't being playful at all. Ashley's ready for this mama to be shut up and for her to have the lead, 110%.
Mm-hmm.
I think Ashley swallowed it very well. She was very nice, at least from what we saw. She was polite in Phil's mom's jabs. So do you think they were playful jabs?
I don't know. Maybe I'm just reading too much into it because I enjoy the bickering.
I mean, I think it's great for the show, too. I mean, who wouldn't want to watch that? What I want to know, Tessa, is Ashley said something very crucial in the confessionals with Phil. She said it's either her side or my side. What are your thoughts on making the man pick between the mommy and the fiance, the girlfriend or the wife?
Well, I kind of alluded to this earlier, and my personal take is once you're married, your wife comes first. I truly believe that. But until you're married, I do think mama comes first.
Okay.
So I think he is in this weird limbo where he's stuck right in the middle. So I don't know. I think he's handling it well because I do like that he's having Ashley kind of talk it out, like, he doesn't want to be in the middle, and I think that's actually a good thing. I think it's good for Ashley and Phyllis to talk things out.
Yeah, so wait, is her name Phyllis officially? That's funny. Phyllis and Phil.
I don't know. She keeps calling her.
Yeah, she does. She does. I guess I didn't pick up on that. Wow, that's really close. Normally you're kind of named after, the son's named after the dad, but if her name's Phyllis and his name is Philip, then that's a really close connection that I don't even know what's happening. Okay, as far as picking sides, I don't know how I feel about that. I agree. I think once you're married that you should be taking the side of your wife, but also in the dating thing, I'm kind of thinking that you've got to at least start taking the woman's side, because if there's a lot of conflict and you are going to end up with that person at the end of the day, then you really have to start to work as a team. And I think that it's a very difficult situation, or leads to a difficult situation, to not do that, to not like start to say, hey, this is my family. This is somebody that I'm going to be with. But what you brought up that made me think twice is, again, is it Ashley? Like, I know you didn't say that, but like, is it really Ashley that's making this maybe into something more and not looking at the fact that maybe his mom is just a jabber? Maybe this is just how she interacts and that's why he's not getting involved.
I mean, in my opinion, Ashley hasn't really done anything like wrong per se.
To get what? For what reason, in general?
Just, I feel like a lot of the jabs that she's gotten, like the dress. Like, who cares? But they care.
Phil's mom cares.
You know
Phil's
what I'm
mom.
Saying? Like, it's little things where I don't think she did anything wrong, but I think she feels like she did something
because
wrong.
Because his mom's, do you think his
but
mom is picking?
But do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Yeah, so you so do think I his mom's think, picking on her?
Yeah.
And they have a 9-year-old child?
They've been together for 8 years.
Okay, so the child.
It's like
I can't remember again. Sorry. I am having my brain is just getting worse and worse. So sorry. But regardless, I'm shocked about that. There is some sort of aura that Phil's mom kind of has an issue with her, or thinks that maybe she's like risque or something along those lines. And I'm surprised after she did such a good job raising, you know, her son. And she was in the army. Remember, that was a big part of Ashley's story. And that shows a lot of hard work, discipline, and dedication. So the fact that there is this jab here, again, I think it's just another almost like the queen of my world type of situation where the mother is getting upset that her baby boy is going to go to someone else's hands. But I could see where you're thinking. I don't think Ashley's done anything wrong either. I personally think, I have to say, I think that Phil should say something too, and I'm glad he finally did. Mm-hmm. So they finally go to see the centerpieces, $110,000.
Are you kidding me?
Just for the flowers. That's a WAG wedding, baby. 110 grand for fresh flowers.
I mean, this wedding's got to be like $500,000.
Oh, for sure. If the flowers and the centerpieces but I think that was reception and wedding total. Mm. So again, that's a lot. Most weddings are around, I don't know, 10 to 50
The average wedding now is 30 grand.
Really?
Mm-hmm. My best friend's a wedding planner.
Oh my God. $30,000? That's like a down payment on a house. I mean, that's a big down payment on a house, isn't it?
But it's because so many people now do these destination weddings.
Oh, God, the damn destination weddings.
It's a thing.
Yeah, well, I agree with Miss Phyllis, if that's her name. I agree with her on that. This happened to me, and I ended up getting stuck in Mexico because the housekeeper took my passport. You are going to spend – oh, it was during election when Donald Trump – it's a whole other story. So – The destination wedding for my two best friends, I couldn't go. My friends ended up rallying because I set them up 8 years ago and paid for my trip. Thank you, friends. But I ended up getting stuck there. $1,800 total. I didn't have that last year in California. No way, right? I was literally living off of cucumbers and letney. And I was irritated that they were getting irritated at other friends who couldn't afford it. So I totally understand Phil's mom's perspective. Our family can't up and go. Period. So a destination wedding, some people say that the destination wedding is the selfish wedding. So you really make it all about you because you're making the couple spend like $1,000+ to go see you get married. Mm-hmm. So do you have any like opinion on that, on her choice and what Phil's mom was saying? Like, our family can't be there.
I actually was a lot kind of with you and his mom on this because I totally agree. I do think it's very selfish and that is a big decision, and it sounds like he does come from a pretty close, tight-knit, big family, so it does run a bigger issue, I think, that did need to be talked out. I think that was kind of the one thing where I was like, this
is something that she should be putting her foot down on.
Something that needs to be taken more seriously.
Well, maybe they'll pay for it. Maybe they'll pay for some of his family to get
there. That much on centerpieces. Maybe yeah. They can fly some people out.
I mean, that would be nice, right? Yeah, that like hurt me. I felt bad. I was like, oh, but of all the things for Phil to take up for Ashley on, that would have wiped out every single thing that he would have not taken up for me in the past. Because he said, I have to sleep with her. Is that what he said? I have to sleep with her. He's like, I don't need to be reminded where you're sleeping. Like, I was just like, okay. And she seemed to take it well. Like, she didn't get upset. I mean, we've seen in other after shows we've been on where mothers take it way over the top. And she seemed to handle it well, which makes me think that are the interactions we're seeing accurate or is this editing for her nitpicking? You know, because I kind of agree with you when you were saying earlier, it seems like a healthy back and forth. But the way Ashley speaks about it, it seems like they have an issue.
Yeah, I'm wondering that too because I was surprised when she walked into their kitchen and Ash is like, so great to see you, gave her this big hug. And I just feel like the last time we saw them at dinner, like they did not end well enough to embrace like that.
Yeah, maybe she's trying and going above and beyond.
I don't know.
So where did they say they were having it? Now, I have no clue. I am geographically challenged. I will own that right now. I know a lot about some really awesome things, but geographically, nothing. Curacao. Curacao. I even spelled it the way that it sounded.
You're making me look dumb too because that.
So Curacao is where their wedding is going to be. We don't know if it's already happened or not.
Curacao? So, is that right?
Yeah, Curacao is where it is.
Curacao is in Japan.
I think that's in Japan, actually.
What?
Curacao what is in Japan.
Interesting place.
Yes, maybe. Thank you, Jeffrey in the booth. That's an interesting choice. Yeah, I don't either.
I wonder why.
I mean, I don't know. Hey, whatever it is, destination weddings,
that's
I will say.
Far from Miami. That is halfway across the world.
But they are fun. They're very fun places. Destination weddings do set up a very fun environment. And I think our friends in the back are looking up. Oh, no, it's not that. It's C-U-R. I think it's C-U-R-A-C-U-O or something like that. Yes, that's it.
Oh, it's a Dutch Caribbean island.
Okay, it's in a Dutch Caribbean island. Wait, is that an island that got hit by? Ooh. Did that get hit by Irma this,
checking right
this time
now.
Around? We are finding out for our after.
But it's in the Caribbean, correct?
It is in the Caribbean. Yes.
Okay, so now we're clear on that. Again, see, at least I.
Okay,
own
so that's not as far as Japan.
Yeah. Hey, guys, we claim to know about after shows, and we talk everything relationships and everything Wags Miami in this show. We do not promise you a social studies expertise or geography, all right? But at least we own what we know and what we don't. So let's get clear. It's in Curacao, which is in the Bahamas or the Caribbean?
Caribbean.
The Caribbean. It's in the Caribbean. I think that's a great choice, and I think it's going to be fun. Yes.
Oh.
We need that. God, do we need more quizzing on that? So anyway, I think that that's a nice choice. I'm very, very happy for them. As you mentioned earlier, thank God this episode we get to see the couples interact more. We get to see more of the behind the scenes of the people that are actually married or are engaged.
It takes a whole Wags meeting, I feel like, from black and white to like full color.
Yes, it does. And that's what we're finally seeing in episode 4, right? This was episode 4.
Yeah.
Okay, good. So on that note, I'm going to have to bring this up again. At the end, we see Matisha and Hensha trying on bikinis. Well, we see Hensha trying on bikinis, which...
Also, Claudia was not in this episode.
Yes, that is correct. Don't know why, but there was a lot of content. Loved that. There was a lot of content. So Hensha is showing Mike that she's trying on bathing suits. Again, I hate to be this.
It's just like.
You go ahead.
She knows exactly what she's doing.
Sex. She's using sex to lure him in. Like she said, it's like fishing.
But he's super down for it.
Most men are. What men aren't down for that? Touché. I mean, again, this has been the problem with society. It's like, that's the way. So when I saw this, it brought me right back to the things that I could talk about for hours and the way that we're securing relationships. Courting is gone because there's a lot of women that are now knowing, like, I'm going to lure this person with my sexual validation, my external validation. So why couldn't she just call him and be like, hey, babe, how's it going? Or just, hey, and play that role. But instead, she wants him to think of her in a sexual manner. I know, again, you can get me going on this for a long time, but I, again, thought, there we go. We're seeing what she brings to the table, which again, she said this and I thought about it after the dinner. I have kept men. Men want me more when they leave. And they do say that the way to a man's heart, I don't want to be vulgar, but there's two things and there's some things other than food. Okay. I can't say what it is, but other than food, there is one other thing that keeps a man coming back apparently. And I think she uses that well. I'm going to say it again. Why is Matisha on this show?
Yeah, but Heather, how far has that gotten her?
I mean, clearly she's dated people. I don't know how long she's dated people. It hasn't got her that far. I mean, I agree, but it hasn't got her that far. But she's still on that. But we see in next week's episode, her mom saying, if you could keep your legs closed, then you could be married twice by now. I thought that was great, but we'll save that for next week. I'm going to ask you again. Why is Matisha on the show, Tessa? Tell me. You work at E. You do. You work at E. Why is Matisha on the show?
So, I don't know.
Yeah, you do. Tell us the secret.
I don't work on WAGs, but I wish we would see her more because she was very much a part of season one.
Because they had to introduce her using Nicole and Larry's intro from L.A.,
but still, I think she brought a lot of just down-to-earthness.
She does it again when she says, she goes, let's get it straight. You don't like Mike. You did this out of revenge for Astrid. Do you agree with her?
Yes.
I do, too. I don't think that she likes Michael. I think she's sexually attracted to Michael, but I think Hinch is attracted to any peep that has an athlete label on it. Okay? And I'm not hating, to each their own. I'm just saying that to me is the truth. Mm-hmm. She had a point to prove, and that's why she's there, which to me means this is going to be short-lived.
I completely agree.
So on that note, let's get into some predictions.
Your AfterBuzz TV predictions.
Okay, Tessa, you can go first, as always. What do you predict for next week?
Thank you, Heather.
You're welcome.
I predict Hunch to create more drama. I do think that Michael and her will not last. I am sorry, but I do not see that happening.
Don't be sorry, girl.
I think Ashley and Phil will continue to go through some wedding struggles. Okay. I don't know. I feel like we weren't left on a super suspenseful note this episode.
That's okay. You got some good predictions. I like it. I like your predictions. I'm predicting a confrontation between Astrid and Hensha. That's what I'm seeing in the next episode. And then I am seeing Hensha crying in the next episode because her mother is shooting her straight and telling her how she needs to be in order to secure a man. So yeah. Hensha in some tears and Hensha and Astrid confrontation. And that's all I got for you. So on that note, it is time to wrap up this after show for WAGS Miami. Tessa, tell them where they can find you.
You guys can find me on all social media platforms at Tessa_Saval.
Hey, guys, and as always, you can find me on Instagram and Twitter at Heather Yared. Thanks so much for joining us. We will see you next week.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later!
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.